following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
At AutoZone, you'll feel like a kid in a candy store. Except in this candy store, you'll find all the parts and advice needed to get your car running right. That's sweet. Sure, you can go to other parts stores, but that'd make you a sucker.
Right now, come into AutoZone for a new Duralast battery and get dependable power you can count on only at AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
The Store More, Save More event is going on now at the Home Depot. So come explore the possibilities. Let's do a little shelf improvement. With new Hampton Bay bookcases starting at only $29.97, they have extra deep adjustable shelves and make a beautiful place for meaningful things. Let's do this. Affordable storage solutions now at the Store More, Save More event. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one.
Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Friday. Hope you had a very Merry Christmas and the holidays are treating you well. I know more of you will be out and about this weekend following the kids or another Christmas or your original Christmas, whatever the case may be, as we head towards the first of the year. Glad to have you along with us on the program today. We make some of our bowl selections, kind of the early ones. We make a few more on Monday to kind of keep it along. Don't want to sit here and do like 30 of them today. That'd be, you know, tedious.
Yes,
I believe is the word.
Very boring too for anybody that's listening on the show. Good.
How was Christmas, man?
Good. How about yours?
Yeah, good. Good. Can't complain. Everything's good.
Did you go to Ord, Nebraska?
No, I did not. I did not. Not this time. So we did our family thing elsewhere. So you Gibbon?
Nope, just stayed in Kearney. Stayed
Sumner?
There you go. I don't think I left Kearney. Didn't leave Kearney, Nebraska. I actually got in the car and kind of went around, looked at some Christmas lights. Yeah. So that was kind of, you know.
You know, and I throw this out. I don't even think we've mentioned it this year. You know, I know it takes a lot of work. So, you know. Single guys who hangs Christmas lights, but to all the people that do it out there and take the time to put up the decorations, thanks for making the city that you live in and the area that you live in even brighter. Always appreciate it. Love looking at them. That's one of the cool things about this time of the year. Both of us, when we're traveling to ball games, we're traveling to different cities, taking different routes almost every night. So we get to see quite a few of them, whether they're in the city or in the country. So appreciate the folks that take the time to do that.
That's right, Doug. You know, Doug, single guys, I mean, let's be honest about it. Christmas lights, let alone just the lights in your house. I mean, how many lights do you have in your house that aren't working right now? You know, if you've got you go to the bathroom and you've got like eight lights and, you know, five of them are good. That's not bad. You know, you kind of start changing them when you got one left.
Well, that's just it. It seems like there's somewhere one burns out like every week, you know, somewhere in the house.
Yeah, that's why they have eight. You know, it's good when they burn out, you still see pretty good.
Well, it's a mass replacement.
Yeah,
it's a mass replacement. When you go to the wherever and buy your light bulbs, you don't just get a four pack. You know,
yeah,
you get the bulk pack and you go, and all those decorative lights now, Here's just a straight old white bulb.
Who came in with this battery rule? You know, like you got a double A battery, you got a triple A battery, you got a quadruple A, but just an A. And then you got these
volt.
Big, yeah, 9 volt. I mean, you know, and who came in? I mean, you know, and every time I try to get a flashlight to work, I've got the wrong battery, so I got to take off again. That gets expensive.
Need some batteries for the remote.
Plus, who wants that for a Christmas present? You know,
batteries.
Yeah, hey,
old just
good,
kids.
Yeah, that's
kids,
right.
Kids, so their toys run.
Yeah. Well, we always take batteries out of other things. You know, to put in there so we can start using it for that thing.
That's never happened around here. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you'd like to join us on the program today, you can also tweet us at ESPN 1460-1550. That's our Twitter address, at ESPN 1460-1550. Our Facebook is ESPN Superstation. And as always, the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPN Superstation.com, your home for college football bowl games. We've got a doubleheader today. Syracuse, Minnesota in the Texas Bowl at 5, followed by Washington, BYU in the Fight Hunger Bowl at 8:30. There is an earlier game at 1:30. Military Bowl, Marshall and Maryland. And folks, that's when you need to have your entry forms in for the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza. You have until 1:30. Then it goes, Jeff goes, yank, it's over, it's done. How are they? What do you think, Jeff? We got some smart people out there so far. I know we've got quite a few entries.
We have at least 155 entries, so keep them coming, folks. But there's those core games where there's about the same 15 picks, and then you'll see, you know, every once in a while somebody will pick an Auburn. You know, or somebody will pick a Texas to beat an Oregon. And those games might be the ones that separate people. So
don't forget, we have got great prizes, a grand prize LCD HD TV from Russell's Appliance. We've got $100 and $200 gift certificates from Cunningham's and Troutman's Quality Meats. We've got other great Big Daly's Deli combo meals that we'll be giving away. Cunningham gift cards. It's all there for you. And you've got to get that done by today. Today. Military Bowl. Get it done, people. Military Bowl, and it's free. All you have to do is go to ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. That game kicks off at 1:30 this afternoon, so make sure you get your entry filled out. And the best part, it's free. Coming up, Sean Callahan is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. He's down in Jacksonville tweeting and Facebooking the pictures of where he's staying and how sunny it is and where the golf course is and how great it is. It'll be 55 here, maybe 60, just about as warm as down there.
Is that right? Is it 55 or 60 and going to be in Kearney today? Is that right?
Let's hope for it. Husker football team going through their first practice this morning. They're finishing up as we speak. They should be done by now, and we'll hear what happened at practice and what Sean has to say. With the Huskers down in Jacksonville at the Gator Bowl. Then we will talk Georgia on Monday with Chip Towers again from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, what has happened since we last talked to him a little over 2 weeks ago. So he'll be joining us on Monday's show. And Monday and Tuesday, flooded with holiday basketball tournaments. Of course, holiday basketball tournaments get underway today. The wrestlers kind of been getting into the act here the last handful of years. They're starting to do some things with some competitions over the holidays as well. So best of luck to all of those folks. So that's what's going to be going on here on the Doug and Daddy Show for the next couple of days. We're going to keep you covered. But as not much happened sports-wise. Again, it was basketball. It was the NBA. But how about Iowa State? I will throw this out. How about the Iowa State men's basketball team? They go to Hawaii, and they win that tournament, and they are still undefeated on the season with Fred Hoiberg. My point being, what I'm going for here, Jimmy, is if Iowa State can win basketball games, then you have to believe that at some point so can Nebraska. Because what is Iowa State? They're recruiting to Ames. Lovely community, but let's face it. I mean, you know, when you're talking about all the places you can go play basketball, Ames, Iowa, Lincoln, Nebraska, you know, they're not at the top of the list. So Fred Hoiberg doing something right there at Iowa State, and hopefully Coach Tim Miles is doing something right in Lincoln. They play tomorrow at Cincinnati. Pretty big ball game for the Huskers. It's going to be one of their two biggest non-conference games of the season, and then they get ready for the juggernaut that's the Big Ten.
Yeah, you're definitely right, Doug. If Iowa State can win at Ames, Creighton has a lot of success in Omaha. You would think that the University of Nebraska, every once in a while, we, you know, would put out a team that would really have some success and would be a lot of fun to watch. And they're very competitive this year, and they've been fun to watch. Last year, they finished on a strong note at home, but they just don't seem to ever go anywhere and then win some tournament, though. It's been a long time since that's happened.
We've got, you were spot on. Yesterday, we had two bowl games, and the underdog not only covered, but they won them both outright. And it gets to a point for me that it's a little bit frustrating. Congratulations to Utah State. They're a good football team. But for Jordan Lynch, I really believe that now some of the bowl games, they're more worried about what's next. Let's move on, because you can't tell me that Utah State can hold Jordan Lynch to 39 yards rushing, the all-time back-to-back. He's broke his own record of rushing by a quarterback, and he gets 39 yards in a bowl game. I mean, I know Utah State had time to prepare, but Northern Illinois had time to prepare for Utah State. So turnovers, sometimes the focus and effort isn't there, and I'm not saying that necessarily Jordan Lynch did or didn't have it. But, you know, come on, Northern Illinois is a better football team than Utah State.
Yeah, probably so. You know, the thing of it is, again, some of these teams, Doug, and I'm talking to you, and I think you agree with this, but some of these teams that are playing for a national championship or they're playing for a BCS berth, and when they lose that, and now they don't get to do that, and now they got to go to another bowl game, and this other team that's sitting there going, hey, at one time we were 3-4 this year. We didn't even know if we were going to go to a bowl game. You know, because last night I thought Utah State definitely deserved to win the game. I mean, you know, just the way the game was played and who dominated both sides of the line of scrimmage, I thought they deserved to win. I mean, they were up 21-7, and it was 7-6. I mean, but I just thought that they outplayed them. And they were 8-5, and the other team's, 11-1 or 12-1 or whatever they were. But, yeah, just sometimes who wants to be there? There was another bowl game, too, Doug, and we got a lot of things to talk about. There was another bowl game where Boise State, they've sent home a player, and boy, was that a mistake. I mean, and it looks back now. You do not want to overreact on some of that stuff. I mean, it's real easy. People want you to react fast. People want you to, hey, that guy's gone, and suspend him and get him out of here. Do something, suspend him, Steve Spear had a guy that got a speeding ticket, a couple of speeding. Yeah, I'll tell you what we need to do. He needs to get some driving tests.
Yes.
I think in a couple of weeks, you know what? I think he's going to be able to pay for that ticket. He's going to have enough money to pay for the ticket. But hey, this has nothing to do with what kind of a football player he is. He's not a very good driver. I mean,
not very bright.
No, and I'm not going to condone what happened with Boise State, but boy, you better make sure you get the right kid and go through this a little bit. I'd be really disappointed if my son played football for Boise State and they sent him home the way they did it. They made him sit in an airport for 10 hours without a flight. I mean, hey, let's start treating people a little bit better. He did a lot of things well for Boise State for 4 years, and now all of a sudden, and then it sounds like they got the wrong guy. I mean, if you're honest about it, it sounds like
it could be wrong, no doubt about it. And then you got what's going on. I want to know what Max Bulla did at Michigan State. That had to be pretty bad for your two-time team captain, who is your leader on defense, to be excused and will not play in the Rose Bowl. I mean, that had to be something pretty big time, because your university hasn't been there for 26 years. And that's all you strive for in the Big Ten, is to make the Rose Bowl. And you do. And then somewhere along the line, you mess up. So does that Michigan State losing Max Bulla and Devin Gardner not playing quarterback tomorrow night for Michigan, does that alter your thoughts on those two football games?
Extremely. You got to go the other way immediately, and you need to do it right now, and you need to be one of the first guys to do it, because the line's going to go
up. Are you overreacting?
Yes. But I guarantee you, I can guarantee you, as soon as I found out that Oregon State and the Boise State thing, I had no trouble figuring out what I was going to do with the Oregon State-Boise State game. And I was more. It was more than when you found out that maybe the wrong guy was sent home. And there was a little controversy, because I'll guarantee you, when Boise State... there's two reasons. You're looking for an advantage. And Boise State, not only did they lose their coach who's going to Washington, now you're going to lose your quarterback I think those are two important players that are a coach and a quarterback. And plus, Oregon State played Oregon pretty good anyway. So, I mean, there's just a lot of reasons to go that way. And this is why you don't pick these bowl games 2 or 3 weeks in advance. I mean, look at the Dallas Cowboys and look at the Philadelphia Eagles. Look at the Chicago Bears, the Green Bay Packers. Look how things change just in that game with who's going to be maybe your quarterback,
Also, as we work our way through the end of the year, and I'll get back to this, but your thoughts on sports stories of the year. We touched a little bit about it on Monday. The Kearney Hub put out 5 stories yesterday. They'll put out their number one and the rest of their list today. Tom Chattel last week put a little list of his out there. And, of course, it just depends where you live, what the publication is, what the radio show is, what the TV is about what they're showing. But what's the top sports story? I think everybody pretty much agrees it's the Jack Hoffman story in the state of Nebraska as far as that goes. But maybe locally, maybe more in the Tri-Cities, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, any of the other communities, what would be the big sports story? Love to hear from you. Give us an email or tweet us at the Doug and Daddy Show, as you always do. And we'd love to hear from you, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. Right now, Kansas State is a 5-point favorite over Michigan, so the line moved maybe a couple of spots.
Point and a half, yeah.
And then in that Rose Bowl, Stanford is now up to 6, and they opened at 1.5. But it went up pretty quick to about 3. Now it's up to 6.
Yeah, it went up very fast. And Stanford, I think if Oregon and Stanford have gained because the other Pac-10 teams have played so well in the bowl games so far this year. The USC played well. Oregon State played well. Help me out. I think there was one other team in the Pac-10 that maybe played early in that. But I know that Oregon State played well.
Washington State.
Washington State played well and it lost. But if you watch the game, they had that 15-point lead. So you looked at all three of those teams kind of on the field had the better team, had the better team on the field. And I think that benefited maybe these other Pac-10 teams. And that's something we talked about the other day, that the Pac-10 probably is looking better than any other conference right now. And the MAC's not looking good, with the Bowling Green losing and you got
Ohio got blitzed.
Blitzed. And somebody else in that conference did not play very well. So, right.
They play early on Buffalo, the other team in the MAC conference. So there you go. Yes, sir. You got something else?
Well, the MAC was 0 for 4. I just couldn't think of the fourth team.
Is that what it was? They're 0-4. So, yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah, when you look at and I think that's an advantage that when you're looking at things, it'll be interesting because last year they thought the Big Ten was so poor that the Big Ten only won one game, but they did cover a lot. and that's what you're really looking for.
Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Christmas is past. Maybe you've got a little Christmas cash you can use on purchasing a pre-owned or new vehicle. Maybe you're in a spot where it's the end of the year, and for tax purposes, it's time to take a look at moving some money for your company, for your family, for yourself, whatever the story may be. They can take care of you at the Midway Auto Dealerships, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. You can stop by and see them today. They're working. They're working like every single day, it seems like, down there at Midway. Long hours to make sure that they are there for you to go over anything, any questions that you need. And, of course, they can take care of you 24/7 online at the all-new thinkmidway.com. Not only can you look at all of the inventory, you can see the prices, you can get a little video tour of each of the individual cars, trucks, SUVs, vans, whatever they have on the lot, on the website. You'll be able to do that as well. And, of course, you can sign up, follow them on Facebook if you want. They're always giving away some tickets or promoting things throughout the community. Keep up to date at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Wishing you happy holidays and a happy new year. When we come back, we're going to be making a few bowl selections. Sean Callahan from Husker Online is going to join us from the Gator Bowl site down in Jacksonville, and a lot more to chat about after this.
This important message from Complete Nutrition is for all men over 30.
You're a guy over 30 and not in the best of shape. You know that you put on about 5 pounds every year from not doing anything about it. You want the energy you once had. Even your libido is suffering and your wife is looking at you sideways. You've made it too far in life to stop caring about your health. Take control and get ManCore Pro. ManCore Pro is designed for men over 30. Now with a powerful new formula combining a daily multivitamin. Increase your energy, boost your testosterone and metabolism, and get all of your daily nutrients. ManCorp Pro has everything you need to take care of your body and maintain a healthy lifestyle. Men don't quit. Man up and get healthy. Get the new ManCorp Pro, exclusively at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Boardman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Hi, it's the Herd. You've probably tried Hulu.com. Hulu Plus is so much more. With Hulu Plus, you can watch thousands of hit TV shows and a selection of acclaimed movies in the living room or on the go, your smartphone, your tablet. Favorites like Jimmy Kimmel Live, SNL. Plus, you get Hulu Originals like Behind the Mask, Hulu's new docuseries that takes you inside the world of sports mascots. Hulu Plus is just $7.99 a month. And right now, you can try Hulu Plus free 2 weeks when you go to HuluPlus.com/Colin. That's HuluPlus.com/Colin.
Okay, Gigantic Wireless Company, I'm breaking up with you, and I'm switching to Net10 Wireless. With their Bring Your Own Phone plan, I can keep my phone, my number, even my 4G LTE network, and still cut my monthly phone bill in half. It's not you, it's me. Okay, it's mostly you.
The Bring Your Own Phone plan from Net10 Wireless. Unlimited data, text, and talk, including 2.5 gigabytes of high-speed data each month on America's largest and best networks. Just $50 a month. Available at stores nationwide, including Radio Shack. Month equals 30 days. Certain restrictions apply. Please refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at Net10 Wireless.
Lace them up.
Right away. Three.
Strap it on.
Three to try to win it.
It's pull it over. You're going to Jersey's, where the high-def big screens put you there, along with great food, cold drinks, great fans. It's simple. Jersey's attracts real sports fans, the kind like you, who wear the team colors on their back, their loyalty on their sleeves, bleed their team's colors. Jersey Sports Bar, Vista Point, North Kearney. It's like a courtside ticket.
For the win. Up, got it, the buzzer. Oh, my.
Sunny skies develop across the area today as we head up to 58 for a high. Winds out of the west, though, meanwhile, stay at about 5 to 15. With clear skies tonight, we'll head back to 25 for a low. We'll then head back up to 55 for a high Saturday. Right now, it's 43.
Doug and Danny Show, Doug Gooda, Jim Langan with you here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Neil Diamond, that's one of the big stories. In fact, according to the Associated Press, it was the biggest story in sports, the Boston Marathon bombing the last few days. As we see, there's the female athlete of the year with Serena Williams, LeBron James, the male athlete of the year. And today, the story of the year, the Boston Marathon bombing with the pressure cooker bombs that exploded near the finish line back in April. We had a chance to talk with area runners that competed in that race and were in the area when that happened. Three people were killed, more than 260 injured. 96 ballots were submitted from U.S. news organizations to rank the top 10 sports stories of the year. The marathon attack, 67 first-place votes. Lance Armstrong's admission of doping finished second. Really? Huh. That would have been way back on my list of things, because I think we just got tired of that, hadn't we?
Yeah, I would have never put that in the top 100. I'm serious. I mean, just the Lance Armstrong thing, I mean, it was interesting to me. What was it, 5 years ago? Yeah. I mean, I'm so old now, I can't remember how many years ago it was. But.
Well, there you go. So that's the story of the year, the Boston Marathon bombing, and, of course, then everything that took place coming back off that marathon bombing with the hockey game and the national anthem, and then Neil Diamond singing as a tradition. They play that in the eighth inning at Fenway Park, and so many other things that went on with the NBA, the NHL, and Major League Baseball all playing at that time. The city basically shut down for a handful of days until they caught the folks that were responsible. And a lot of things that music and sports go together. You know, you got Mariano Rivera's retirement this year, Enter Sandman, Metallica, every time he comes in.
Definitely. That was one of my top, now just the moment of what happened and how the other cities reacted to him, because he was a class act. When he got so many saves and did such a great job as a pitcher. But what we talked about was that he did not show anybody up. He just got the job done, went to the dugout. He was happy that they got the win, but he didn't have to do some type of an arrow to the air, you know, shoot anybody down. Or, you know, he just got the job done and went to the dugout, and he was so humble. and polite and brought other people involved and was a team player, you know. And I had all the things you want, so that's why it was so easy for all these cities to go, hey, we want to give you this rocking chair. We want to give
you
this.
Yeah, you're not Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
So there you go. And, of course, Jeter and Pettit coming to take him out, you know, instead of the manager.
Yes, good
the last
point.
Time. That was
yes,
pretty cool.
Great.
So, a lot of cool stories. Unfortunately, it's the things like the Boston Marathon bombing that end up being your top stories because they transcend sports. They become part of the news, and they become bigger than just a sports story. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Friday. Let's talk a little Husker football, a little recruiting, a little Gator Bowl with our TNL Husker recruiting update brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems, proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. Serving all of the United States and 60 countries plus worldwide. Well, let's go all the way down to the toughest gig of the year, Sean Callahan. It's so nice of you to Facebook and Instagram and tweet the photos of the lovely city that you're in. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Well, we're doing great. Are you okay? Is everything good? Are you relaxed?
Yeah, I'm just leaving practice. Actually, I am driving a car with Tom Chattel, John Niatawa, and the Husker Online team with me. We're all in a SUV leaving out of practice right now. Just got done talking to Coach Pelini, the players here. It's a overcast day, 60 degrees, not a bad day, but no sun in Jacksonville, unfortunately.
Oh, I feel so bad for you guys. I feel so bad. Well, if you need to pass the phone around the van, feel free to do so. But let's start with the news of the day. What did we find out at practice today?
Well, in terms of, there's been a lot of speculation about players not being here. Bo Pelini finally confirmed today that Avery Moss is not on the bowl trip. He's back in Phoenix for personal reasons, and he will not play in the Gator Bowl. So that's definitely the biggest news of the day, because obviously Avery Moss, a starting defensive end, and what he's done this year, that's a big blow. And then a couple of other, you know, guys that aren't playing, that didn't travel, Jared Afolava not here, Richard Wynn not on the bowl trip. Afolava, I think his future status with the program kind of up in the air at this point. And then another guy that didn't make the trip was Marcus Newby. He's a transfer. He came into Nebraska. He got here a little bit later because of his eligibility questions. So Bo said he wasn't able to actually come on the bowl trip for some sort of technicality reason. But those are the main guys on here, and Avery Moss news definitely the big news of the day.
Is Taylor Martinez there?
Taylor Martinez is there. I actually talked to Taylor. The best thing about today was practice was completely open today to the media. We got to watch the full workout here in Jacksonville. There's about 12 local media guys here, 10 or 12 of us that made the trip here today, and we all got to stay there and watch it. I talked to Taylor at practice for over a half hour today. He's not going to play in the game. Bo Pelini has ruled him out now officially, but Taylor was all smiles, and I think Nebraska's got a great chance to beat Georgia, and he's excited, I know, about the play of Tommy Armstrong and the offense and how they've come along.
What is the health of the offensive line? Help us out a little bit on that, or what you speculate a little bit, maybe what it's going to happen, you know, in the next 5 days.
Yeah, everybody other than Spencer Long is back. We know Spencer Long's out for a year, but even Mike Mouty back. But I think what they're going to do, Jim, is they're going to leave Andrew Rodriguez at guard, but he can still play tackle. The way the starting line was today, your two tackles were Qualley and Searles. Your two guards were Rodriguez and Cotton, and your center was Pensek. So that's, in my opinion, that's your best five guys, and I think they want to have the best five out there. But you still have Mike Mouty and Mark Pelini and Zach Stirrup and Ryan Reeves, you know, four other guys that have played a lot of snaps the last month in the mix as well. So they've gone from having about five to six linemen to about eight or nine available for this game against Georgia.
We're talking with Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com, live in Jacksonville, where Husker practice and the post-game chat or post-practice chat has just finished up. Sean, remind the fans again, because it's going to be over a month since the Huskers played that Iowa game. What's the biggest difference in the football team that we will see New Year's Day compared to the one we saw at Penn State and at home against Iowa?
Well, they're going to be healthy. I mean, that's the biggest thing for Nebraska. I mean, you're going to have Tommy Armstrong back. Amir Abdullah is going to be refreshed. You're going to have most of your offensive line back and available other than Spencer Long. Jamal Turner is practicing, and he's healthy again. Thaddeus Randall has practiced again as well, and he's back in the mix. So, in general, I think A lot of, you know, this is the healthiest Nebraska has been probably since the Illinois game. I mean, they haven't been this healthy in a while as a team going forward, and I think that's going to make a difference, you know, having a lot of those guys back out there, and it's going to help Tommy Armstrong out having a healthy line and, you know, all the receivers back at full health as well. Alonzo Moore is another one that's back out there.
Hey, a question for you and just a feeling of this. A lot of teams have had trouble running the ball on Georgia, a lot of success throwing the ball. Do you think Nebraska, with the offensive line they have and the health, will we be able to run the ball enough to win the game?
You know, it's hard to say. I think when you look at Nebraska's offense, to be successful, they need to go for around 200 yards, you know, to really make it work. So I think that's always a good number to shoot for. If Nebraska can get to around 200 yards rushing, their chances to win are usually pretty good, because then that's going to allow the passing game to open up that much more. If they struggle to get to 150 and they, you know, in the low 100 range, that's usually when Nebraska has a hard time winning. And so, yeah, I do think they're going to throw, but running the ball with Abdullah and Armstrong and the option and Amani Cross, you know, that's going to be, you know, a big part of what they want to do this week out here in Jacksonville to have success. But, you know, Georgia is going to be without two key players in the secondary. Their best guy, Harvey Clemens, I believe is his last name, he will not be available for this game. And I think that is a big blow when you break it down. He was their leading secondary tackler, I think around 80 tackles, 6.5 tackles for loss. He played kind of a hybrid linebacker, nickel corner role.
Sean Callahan, I think we lost Sean. Sean, are you still
I'm
with
us? I'm here, guys.
Okay,
yeah, I'm here.
Sorry about that. Sean Callahan with us from Jacksonville on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. We always like to see with what happened with Michigan. Devin Gardner's going to be out. Max Bolla, which is just shocking at Michigan State, is out. We watch those lines and how they move. Nebraska, Georgia's been pretty steady. Georgia's a pretty big favorite in this football game, Sean. Why should Nebraska fans have hope on Wednesday?
Well, I don't know. I honestly don't see why that line's at 9. I think it should be more in the 6 range. I mean, I don't think, especially when you factor all the injuries Georgia's had, you know, without Aaron Murray and a lot of key guys, I think this is a pretty equal game on paper now that Nebraska's back and healthy. I mean, I think Nebraska wants this game more, too. I think for Georgia, this game doesn't have a lot of luster. They played Nebraska last year. They beat them last year. That game was a lot closer than a lot of people want to admit. Nebraska went blow for blow with Georgia for over 3 quarters last year. A couple of mistakes in the 4th quarter, and it really opened up. But Nebraska was winning that game in the 3rd quarter last year. And I think they felt like they had a good plan on how to attack this Georgia Bulldog team. And, you know, I know Tim Beck is excited just kind of about you know, what they've put in, and he thinks they're going to have a lot of success with their plan. And Beck has been good, you know, even against South Carolina. They had a lot of success early in that game. It's can Nebraska not make that crucial mental mistake in a bowl game like they've made the last couple of years that's really hurt them in some of these bowl games?
Yeah, you know what? You're right about one thing, too, is if Nebraska can stop the run against Georgia up front. If they can stop Georgia from just being, they're going to force them to throw the ball, and that is going to be the key. You know, it really, I mean, all the other things we're talking about, special teams, turnovers, we can't control that. But you can control if Georgia can run the football. And Georgia had a lot of success late running the ball against Georgia Tech, so we've got to stop the run and make some other quarterback throw that ball.
Yeah, Todd Gurley will be the key. I mean, they project him to be a first-round NFL draft pick type back. You know, he's got to come back for one more season. He's only a sophomore, but if he has another year next year like he did this year or the previous year, you know, you're talking about a guy that's going to be making a lot of money playing in the NFL. He's definitely got a lot of potential to be a great, great NFL type running back.
Just a minute left here with Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com. When we were talking with Chip Towers of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, he made no bones about it because Jimmy mentioned special teams here. Everybody in Nebraska is so caught up on this punt rush deal. Boy, down there at Georgia, their special teams, outside of maybe a decent place kicker, it seems like they're struggling. Nebraska should have an advantage there. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I'll be interested to see what they do on special teams this week. They've had some more time to address and work with the problems, and so it'll be interesting to see kind of what they do differently, because clearly the return game has been an issue. I just think a lot it comes down to making blocks and holding up guys on the edge, and Nebraska has not done a very good job of holding up blockers and and making guys helping out the return guy. I mean, the return guy has no chance to make a return when there's six guys running free right at him. It's just not going to happen.
And Sean, recruiting front, Nebraska always has coaches come in. Maybe they put a clinic on. Any updates, any news there?
I don't know if they're having a clinic or not. I know the practices are open to all high school coaches. We'll find out, more on that. But today, Zach Darlington's dad, Rick, was there, the coach of Apopka, Florida, the 8A runner-up. I talked to Rick at practice. He brought Zach with him, and then he also brought Martez Ivy with him, a Rivals Top 100 four-star 2015 offensive lineman, maybe the number one lineman right now in the state of Florida for 2015. And Martez was here checking out bowl practice.
Sean, it sounds like maybe you've reached your destination. What's for lunch today?
We're going to go to this burrito joint that we went to in 08. We're walking in there right now. So,
well, as we let you get some chow down there, watch out for the Gators, all right? I saw all morning on the news piranha are all over the place, but I see that you've got signs posted down there to watch out for Gators.
Yeah, at the hotel. They got them all over the place. But, hey, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
Hey, enjoy lunch and enjoy the game, Sean. Thanks for the time.
Okay, guys.
Sean Callahan, HuskerOnline.com. And once again, we will put together our Husker Roundtable at the end of the season. I didn't want to dive too much into stories of the year today with Sean, but they've got some good reads up on HuskerOnline.com, some moments of the year, and just a whole lot of stuff. Check it out. Some good stuff, as always, from Robin and from Dan and from Sean, of course, and all the folks at HuskerOnline.com. Anything that happened in that interview that changes your mind about the football game or makes you want to look at something?
Well, I like Nebraska now, and I was leaning that way, but I do like him because they played very poor on TV against Iowa. Georgia played well at the end of the game. People forget about how they looked at the beginning of that game against Georgia Tech. This game should be a little closer. I think the spread should have been around, he said, 6. I thought maybe 3-4 because of the injury to their quarterback. Mm-hmm. Nebraska's been playing without their quarterback. Now they're not going to play with theirs. I mean, this is very interesting and intriguing because there's a lot of matchups. And now I'm basing this that we're going to fix this problem on the punt return. If we do not fix this, then I'm going to be disappointed. I mean, my TV's could be in trouble with the remote. But I think if we can fix that problem, because the offensive line being healthy at the University of Nebraska is a key.
Yeah,
Nebraska's really a key.
Nebraska's got to run the ball, and when we talked with Chip Towers from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution about teams throwing the ball, and that's why there were so many high-scoring games that Georgia plays in. Georgia can move the ball. They just couldn't stop anybody through the air. You're going to move the ball through the air normally a lot quicker than you would on the ground. You may be able to successfully move the ball on the ground. Normally it's going to take you a few extra snaps or a little bit more time off the clock than when you're throwing the ball. And so I'm a little worried because I still, with Armstrong or Kellogg, the passing game is not near as strong as it should be or has been, even with Martinez throwing off his back foot. So our big story, though, is Avery Moss. That's going to be big. Big defensive end, Nebraska. Not going to be able to play in this football game. Out for personal reasons, is at home. We'll probably find out more. Or something will be told or leaked out or whatever the case may be. But Avery Moss is out. Taylor Martinez officially ruled out today by Coach Pelini as well after practice. And we'll have more on this afternoon sports. And, of course, you can follow it at HuskerOnline.com. Our TNL Husker recruiting update and Husker news brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems. TNL Center Pivot owners have come to expect quality and dependability with every TNL irrigation system. And to assure many more years of reliable irrigation, be sure to schedule your annual preventative maintenance program today, because performing basic maintenance in the off-season will pay you back when the summer heat arrives. Call your independent TNL dealer today. He'll thoroughly inspect your machine from the pivot point to the overhang. TNL Irrigation Systems are easier on you for a lifetime. We'll talk a little more college football, a little high school hoops, and more after this.
Come on in, let the games begin. You already know where you're going to be at midnight on New Year's Eve. We know where you should be for dinner. Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to join us for dinner on New Year's Eve. We will be offering prime rib and succulent crab legs starting at 5 p.m. until the steam pot is empty. And don't forget to designate a driver. HK Sports Bar and Grill, located at West J Street and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Come on in, let the games begin.
At AutoZone, you'll feel like a kid in a candy store. Except in this candy store, you'll find all the parts and advice needed to get your car running right. That's sweet. Sure, you can go to other parts stores, but that'd make you a sucker.
Right now, come into AutoZone for a new Duralast battery and get dependable power you can count on only at AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
NFL fans, there's a championship storm heading to the East Coast on February 2nd.
Ah, yes. The big game. The first to be held in New York and the first to be played outdoors in brutal winter weather.
Can't wait, but before we focus on the chill of New York, there's some enticing NFL playoff games coming up, and StubHub is your ticket to all the exciting action.
Wild card rounds, division playoffs, conference championships. StubHub has great seats for every game.
And you can even buy tickets the day of the game right up until kickoff.
So grab some seats, watch the exciting action, and join millions of NFL fans who choose StubHub all season long.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny skies develop across the area today as we head up to 58 for a high. Winds out of the west. Meanwhile, stay at about 5 to 15. With clear skies tonight, we'll head back to 25 for a low. We'll then head back up to 55 for a high Saturday. Right now, it's 43.
No, I want to do it right now. I want to do it right now, Jimmy. Is that okay?
All right.
That would be great. Is it okay?
Yeah.
Jimmy and I were talking off the air. You know, when people retire, it's like Brett Favre, then he comes back and he comes back. I never thought I'd see this again. We've got a major announcement. Major announcement, because I was asking Jimmy during the break where he's going to be working this weekend, where he's going to be refereeing. You telling me you're going to let dad and son work together next
That's
week?
Right. Yes, I am. I'm looking forward to it, too.
This dates us all, but when we played high school basketball, and I don't even know, Jimmy, if you reffed any of our games, to be honest.
What year did you play?
Exactly. Okay. So exactly. So that was the year I graduated, and you may have been.
I was coaching. Yeah, okay. I was coaching.
I kind of thought so. So let's leave it at that. But Wolfie and Wells were always our favorite officials, and you're telling me that after a mini retirement, he's coming back. Jeff Wolf, we can see him doing some games next week?
Yeah, he'll be Kearney Catholic. In fact, he's going to be at York Saturday, but he's going to be working at Kearney Catholic. He's only going to do about 8 or 10 games this year. But
but still, if you could watch Brett Favre play tomorrow, wouldn't you do it? I mean, if Brett Favre came out and played a football game tomorrow, you'd want to watch it.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, Jeff Wolf's coming out of retirement. I want to watch it.
Well, this isn't, you know, I mean, he's just refereeing. This isn't quite like, who was the boxer, the heavyweight boxer that came back and sold the cheeseburger machine?
Oh, Foreman?
Yeah, it wasn't quite like that. I mean, you know, he's just trying to, yeah. He's just refereeing some games with his son, and he kind of missed it a little bit and kind of likes to run the floor. He looks like he's in good shape, and I'm sure he'll be fine.
Oh, God. Well, I'm sure he will be, too, but just to see how it's done, just to show people how it's done the right way.
Well,
always good watching.
He was
you guys
always
ref.
He was a good referee. He always has been a good referee, and he's very knowledgeable about the rules. And he's helped a lot of other younger officials now because he's evaluating. When he's evaluating today, I can't tell you where he's going, but
no.
But whoever's reffing there, you better be careful because he'll find something there. Yeah.
Oh, we always we got some guys that are around that are. Sometimes I see the evaluators at spots more than I see the referees time and time again. But there are tons of holiday tournaments that begin today at Arapahoe. You've got Pleasanton playing Hitchcock County and Arapahoe playing Hayes Springs. At Axtell, it is Blue Hill against Loup City Arcadia, and Axtell plays Meridian, a new team in the tournament. At Central Catholic, Fillmore Central will play Central Catholic, and Fullerton will play Superior. At Harvard today, Kennesaw plays Wilcox Hildreth, and Harvard plays Lawrence Nelson. At Heartland High School, Donovan Trumbull will play Sterling, and Heartland will take on McCool Junction. That is in that holiday tournament today. Let's see. Holdridge, Southern Valley Minden, which is a rematch of opening night. I hate that part of it. If they happen to play each other again, fine, but why would you? Anyway, Holdridge and Seward, that could be interesting if Minden and Seward's girls advance on. Those are always boys and girls. Also at Sandy Creek, they've got a three-day tournament. Cross County plays Milford and Ord plays Sandy Creek. Silver Lake, Alma plays Shelton. Silver Lake will play Bruning, Davenport, Shickley. And at York, York plays St. Paul. Cozad plays Plattsmouth, and I hope I got pretty much all of the area teams mentioned in their tournaments for today. So more get going tomorrow. Some of them get going, and then we got a lot that are Monday, Tuesday. Ravenna, Kearney Catholic, we've got on the radio. The GNAC tournament is the second through the fourth out in Scotts Bluff.
And yeah, and there's some that are the third and fourth, and some are just the second and third. Mm-hmm. So there's all with the way the holidays went and the Sunday where it fell this year, it was hard to really pick a great time to have it. You know, it just wasn't real easy this year to say, hey, this is going to be automatic. The 28th and 29th just didn't hit it because the 29th is Sunday.
Luke Hoover will join us again one more time before the season comes to an end, I believe, next Thursday probably, Jeff. Is that what we got?
I hope so. I'm waiting back for his reply via email.
He's opening Christmas presents out there, getting crazy, getting ready for the Notre Dame-Rutgers game probably. But we'll have playoff fantasy football. Just throwing this out. I'm still in a league. This is one where you can pick anybody every week. I got a chance this weekend, and I'm kind of feel like Dallas. I have a chance, but I have no chance. So, going, do you play Peyton Manning? What do you think?
Boy, that's
Drew Brees, Cam Newton, Nick Foles.
You know, the only team that I think will be a little won't maybe compete is Kansas City Chiefs. I think that they the history with them, and I think they owe it to the league. You know, if San Diego, the Chargers still have a chance to get in to compete for a while, but they don't have anything to gain on this. They've got to make sure that they're healthy because they could win that AFC, and they want to make sure that they are healthy to do it.
This is going to require way more studying than I want to do this weekend. I'll tell you that.
Yes.
You're going to have to really pay attention. And hey, let's face it, there is a little Christmas incentive to maybe do well in this weekend.
Do you have a chance? I think the New York Giants could score a lot of points this week. They're playing the Washington Redskins, and I think that they will finish the season at 7-3. Their last 10 games, they're heading the right direction. And I think Washington's given up, and I think that might be somebody that might score a lot of points and will continue. Do you have any chance to do that or not? Is that somebody you can play? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But you
can play anybody you want in this league. You can play anybody you want each week. It's just like our Doug and Daddy.
Oh, is that right?
Well, just like the Doug and Daddy Fanatics Fantasy Football Challenge.
I think some of these other teams, what I'm talking about is they're playing and their defense, and they want to win the game, and they don't want to risk anything, and they've got to win. There are so many teams that have to win this week.
Yep.
That's one of the games they don't have to. But you're playing for stats. You're not playing for anything, but you want a lot of stats and a lot of points.
What I'm worried about
is
that it's the Eagles that are going to put up most of the points this week against my Cowboys. So it's part of our triple header on Sunday. We've got the games that matter. Bengals, Ravens, Bears, Packers, Eagles, Cowboys. That is our triple header. We've got four college football games tomorrow. Wow. Starting at 11 a.m. and then a doubleheader today, as we told you. Speaking of our Fanatics Fantasy Football Challenge, congratulations to Shank130 and Tate Albury. Maybe that's the name. Maybe that's the dude's name, huh? Tate Albury. They won our Week 16 of Fanatics Fantasy Football Challenge, so check your ESPN inbox for prize information. And Tate, nationally?
Yeah.
Tate, nationally, is second in the national ESPN Challenge. So congratulations to that entry. Win it, baby. Win it. Not only are you guys winning items from Fanatics, like $25 gift cards, but free large pizzas. You'll be in for the drawing, which will be coming up after this week. There's still this week. You still got one more chance to enter free at ESPNSuperstation.com while you're filling out your bowl bonanza bracket here before 1:30. You can also do the Fantasy Football Challenge. You could win this week and then be in our year-end drawing for a $200 Super Bowl party from Fanatics, and it's all free.
That's great. Hey, did anybody, Doug, did you happen to play the Powerball here in Kearney, Nebraska? Did you happen to play a ticket?
You want the answer? Yes.
I'm glad you played the ticket. Did you happen to hit any numbers?
Yes.
Did you happen to hit the nice ticket?
What would you do if right now, if I told you that, yes, it is me with the ticket?
I'd be real,
because you know, I'm going to say, nah, it wasn't me. I bought it somewhere else, or I didn't buy it on that day. But what if I waited the whole show, didn't say a word to you, and then just came out right here, as I would do, because this is where I would make that announcement.
I would have Seth Denny come in.
We'd call a one-person press conference, and we'd make the announcement.
Well, I was just going to say that would probably help the ratings on our show if this was true, and if you came out and said, "Hey, I was the winner." I don't think it would hurt our ratings at all.
I might let Colin or Ed come over too, though.
Okay, good enough.
From Channel 5,
right?
They're our buddies. We like them. They do a great job. So maybe a two-person press conference.
Yeah, well, maybe don't announce it. Maybe till tomorrow, then.
Again, you can ask me one more time.
Oh, hey, did you happen to hit that? Was that your million-dollar ticket?
No.
Okay.
If it was, though, I would be loading up even more with the great deals and the great food at Trotman's Quality Meats. I've heard so much more about it again this last week. We know about it, but people just saying, man, I went in, I got some bacon, I got some prime rib, I got whatever I needed. And, folks, now that Christmas has passed along, now maybe you don't have to do it for the family. You do it for yourself, your buddies, your immediate family. Prime rib for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day parties. Troutman's also has tenderloin roasts, filet mignon, certified Angus New York strips, and ribeyes to do it up right over the New Year holiday. They also have a few smoked turkeys and smoked salmons left, brisket and pork butts for pulled pork, ground beef for chili, bacon for breakfast, and your BLT sandwiches, which you can have year-round, summer sausage, snack sticks, maybe your Christmas is this weekend, a gift card is still available, and fresh oysters. Oh, the best frozen seafood, including king crab legs. You know that that's what you want for New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, or this weekend. Raw or cooked shrimp. How big is the store? Did Carrie expand? Did you expand, Carrie, and not tell me? We always know you got this great stuff. It's there for you all the time. Grab a bottle of wine and ring in the new year right. Troutman's wishes everyone, you and yours, a very happy new year. Thanking you for your business in the past and look forward to seeing you in the future. It doesn't matter. Oysters, king crab legs, oh, prime rib. It's all there for you at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. We will make our College Bowl selections when we come back to wrap up the Doug and Daddy show after this.
You save when you log on to ShopBreatherDealer.com. Baristas of Hastings makes your morning, midday, or late afternoon break a big treat with lots of variety, plus bagels, oatmeal, biscotti, granola, Danish pastries, and chocolate-covered espresso beans. No limit, no expiration, but only while they last. ShopWheelerDealer.com. And for the deal of the day, send directly to your phone, text Wheeler Dealer to 90210. The deal of the day is also posted on Facebook and Twitter.
Redefine yourself with the new Refirm Now. Because no matter who you are,
Now is the time.
I'm taking the new Refirm Now from Complete Nutrition because I want to be there for my kids when they get older.
I've lost 15 pounds and I feel amazing.
With the help of Complete Nutrition, their products and approach, my husband and I are taking control of our lives and our weight loss together.
Now I won't ever lose control of my weight or my health.
Now after losing 10 pounds in 1 month, I have my confidence back.
With Refirm Now from Complete Nutrition, you can get the weight loss results you want. Stop dwelling on failed diets in the past or telling yourself you'll start to get healthy later. Now is the time to lose the extra weight. Now is the time to get healthy. Now is the time to come into Complete Nutrition and pick up the new Refirm Now.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
My name is Deshauna. I'm a stay-at-home mom right now. My financial fears are not being able to have a nest egg or enough money in case we have a family emergency. We just had a baby a year ago, so everything has been extremely tight. We get hit with a $35 account charge monthly. I don't understand where those fees are coming from because right now every penny does count.
There should be an easier way to manage your money. That's the thinking behind American Express Serve, a full-service prepaid account that helps you handle your money simply and affordably. You can reload cash for free at thousands of locations and pay bills online. Plus, you have the 24/7 service of American Express backing you up, all for $1 a month. This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Now there is no purchase fee when you get an American Express Serve card at CVS Pharmacy or Family Dollar. Offer ends December 31st. Terms and restrictions apply. Go to serve.com for more.
Come on in, let the games begin.
You already know where you're going to be at midnight on New Year's Eve. We know where you should be for dinner. Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to join us for dinner on New Year's Eve. We will be offering prime rib and succulent crab legs starting at 5 p.m. until the steam pot is empty. And don't forget to designate a driver. HK Sports Bar and Grill, located at West J Street and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Come on! Let the games begin!
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question was, which AFC team will get the final wild card spot? 50% of you took the Dolphins, 25% took the Chargers, 20% said the Ravens. Just a couple of votes for the Steelers, who need the most help. They got to win and have Miami, Baltimore, and San Diego all lose. We'll find out on Sunday, which, by the way, I see there's 7 late games. They could do it the last week of the year, Jimmy, but they can't do it any other time. And I get it. It's for the factor and the drama and all of that. But come on, man. Come on, man. That's my come on man of the year. Come on, man.
There's 7 late games, and then you got the real late game, you know, with the Sunday night game, correct?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 early. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in the afternoon, and then the Eagles, Cowboys, Bears, Packers, Pats, Bills, Saints, Bucks, Broncos, Raiders, Niners, Cardinals, Chargers, Chiefs, Seahawks, Rams. So a lot of it's West Coast week. They need to go find the sun because Seattle's home, the Chargers are home, the Cardinals are home, the Raiders are home. There's no reason for that Saints game to be late, though. That should be an early game. It would have been any other time.
Is the Chiefs game late?
No, the Chiefs, well, because it's at
San Diego.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the Packers-Bears, there's no reason for that to be a late game except that it means something. So come on, NFL. You can't tell me that. You can't tell. Come on. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question of the day. What do you make of the idea to replace the NBA draft lottery with each team picking in a predetermined first-round slot once every 30 years? Wow. I hadn't even heard of that. So they're thinking about just, it doesn't matter how you do, that's just how it is.
Yeah, so like a bunch of general managers, and it's just a proposal, it probably won't go anywhere.
But don't like it.
Just an idea. 1 year you'd pick 28, then randomly next year you'd pick 14, then, you know, 13. So you'd know it for basically 30 years. So you'd still have the ability to tank if you knew you were going to get the number one pick.
No. Don't like it, Jimmy.
Yeah, I'd have to look at it a little bit. I mean, I think, you know, mathematically, if to figure it out, it might not be a bad proposal. It's just something different. But I may be against it, but I haven't had a chance to look at it. It might be something that might make some sense. You kind of like your wild cards when they started getting wild cards in the Nebraska School Activities Association. You know, they changed the points. It was a good idea at the beginning, but, boy, they needed to kind of get the points changed a little bit. So, it would, you know, more points were rewarded for winning the game, you know.
I'm gonna throw this out. Pull up the UFC 168, would you, Jeffrey? I am not big in the MMA. I mean, I don't clear my slate to watch it. I watched the RFA when it came to the Vero Event Center. I enjoyed it. It was a good time. It was an event. But this UFC 168, this looks like this could be a deal with Silva and Weidman out there. I'm waiting to hear from Rockin' Rusty, our MMA boxing expert, who we used to have on the show until he was continually wrong, and then we just kind of quit seeing what his advice was. But Silva's going to kill this guy, right? Silva's going to win this. He's not going to jack around like he did in the first fight and kind of got caught clowning, and he got caught and got knocked out. I'm going to take Anderson Silva, and I'm sure that's what the whole public is going to think.
When is this fight?
Saturday night. And there's going to be a very good, and I don't know if I'm saying the names right, Tate and Rousey women's fight. They are blowing this thing up, too. So evidently there's going to be some good fights on the card. I may, amongst the bowl watching, have to check out UFC 168.
Is this the one that you pay like $49.99 for it, and then it's $59.99 if you want high definition? Is that the one?
Sure.
I'm not getting the high definition for the. I'm going to save it and put it on the bad TV.
You don't need the blood splatter on the inside of your TV.
They're done for the extra $10. I'm not going. I'm going to try to save $10.
let's make some bowl picks, Jimmy. Let's just get right after them. We'll run them down for the folks that want to know what Jimmy's picks are, and then pick opposite of mine as we'll have the first. We're going to go through the Holiday Bowl. That takes us through all of Monday's games. Then Monday we'll do the rest, but we'll also put them up on our bowl bonanza sheet as well. So here we go. First game of the day, Maryland-Marshall. Marshall favored by 2.5. I think I took Maryland on just about everything, so I'm going to take them again. Jimmy?
Yeah, I'm taking Marshall there.
Syracuse and Minnesota. Minnesota is favored. This is one of those, again, that I really want Minnesota to win. I'm rooting for Minnesota. They got all the right reasons to root for Minnesota. Syracuse still got beat 49-0, I think, earlier this year. But since then, this in my gut, this tells me that this is going to be Syracuse. But in my feeble mind, I'm taking Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm going to take Minnesota also.
Tonight, BYU-Washington here on ESPN. What do you think there?
Well, I'm just going to go with the Pac-10. They've been winning, so I'm just going to go with the Pac-10 again.
Yeah,
their coach is gone. Their coach is leaving.
That bothers me a little bit. I'm going to take Washington. The New Era Pinstripe Bowl tomorrow. Notre Dame is a gigantic favorite, 15.5 points. Mike Perenio says this is definitely one of those games where Rutgers wants to be there and Notre Dame doesn't. But, boy, 15.5 points, Jimmy, I can see Rutgers staying within the point spread. But can they win it? What do you think?
Yeah, well, since we're – it's possible. And if I was a money line player, I'd play that money line because it'd be a tremendous amount of money. It'd be like 6-1. But I'm going to have to take Notre Dame for our contest.
Well, I know Irish Ken is getting to watch the Notre Dame bowl game from up above for the first time. So in honor of Irish Ken, I'm taking Notre Dame. Cincinnati is playing North Carolina. North Carolina's favorite in this one. It's the Belk Bowl. How much could you have possibly done any kind of research into this? I'm taking the dog here in Cincinnati.
Yeah, me too. I'm taking Cincinnati. I'm going to take that conference a little bit here.
Miami and Louisville. Miami was so far up there, kind of your theory about where a team kind of lost out on what they wanted to play for, but that was over a month ago. I think they've kind of put it back together. What do you think here? Louisville, 18th in the country, only a 3.5-point favorite. My inkling says Miami, so that's who I'm taking.
Yeah, probably not a bad choice. I am going to take Louisville, but I tell you what, neither one of these teams do I like. A lot of times you're going, hey, I don't like the way Louisville's going. I don't like the way Miami's going. I'm going to take Louisville just based on their quarterback. I think he's a pretty good player. And maybe Louisville will want to compete a little bit this game. But what a disappointing season for them, because they had aspirations of beating a top five team.
Michigan's going to have to get a 200-yard rushing day from their running back, it seems, now to beat Kansas State. Kansas State was already favored. Now they're favored by more. What do you think here in the Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl, where Nebraska fans wanted to be?
You know, I think the Michigan quarterback single-handedly kept them in the Ohio State game. I thought he was just a tremendous player. He's won some games for people. He does some things really well. If they've got another kid like that, then Michigan could be the play. But I'm going to take Kansas State, even though Kansas State ended their season on a down slide. They got beat at home by Oklahoma. So, again, you got a couple teams maybe not going the right way. But I think Kansas State's the play because the Michigan quarterback is not playing.
I'm going to take Kansas State, and it'll tell me something about how much longer Bill Snyder will be the coach of this football team, if he's got them prepared for next year or if it's a swan song. I'm taking K-State. Middle Tennessee and Navy in the Bell Helicopter Armed Forces Bowl. I'm taking Navy because they're Navy.
I'm taking Navy. I like their coach, and yeah, he seems to prepare well for a month.
Ole Miss and Georgia Tech in the Music City Bowl. Georgia Tech looked great against Georgia for a half, but then their quarterback got it figured out. Miss is favored in this. They're taking the SEC. What do you think?
I'm going to go against the Southeastern Conference. I think it's going to give me an advantage over the rest of the people in the contest. Not that I love this. I just know how many more people. I think it's going to be 90%, 85% of the people probably will be taking Ole Miss because of the Southeastern Conference. I'm looking for an advantage, so I'm going to take Georgia Tech here.
Well, lining up against what they do, I'll take Georgia Tech. You sold me on it. Oregon, Texas. Again, this is so scary because everybody thinks the same way. Oregon should win this game by 35 points. So does Mack Brown have it together? I'm taking Oregon. If Texas does it, that's great. Prove me wrong.
I'm taking Oregon, too, but for maybe the first time in a decade, I'm going to be cheering for Texas.
And our final pick, at least on today's show, another two-touchdown favorite, Arizona State versus Texas Tech. I think Arizona State played for everything that they played for. I picked enough pool sheets. I'm going to take Texas Tech in this one. I think they're continuing to work down there. I think Arizona State did whatever they wanted to do this year. They got to the championship game. They lost. This doesn't seem like a place that they necessarily want to play.
I'm definitely taking Texas Tech in the 14 points. Oh. I am taking Arizona State for our contest purposes, but I do like Texas Tech. In fact, a high play, Texas Tech, getting the 14.5 points.
Is there anything on a person that'll wrap us up for our picks for today? Is there anything that you're throwing out for this weekend that's a pretty good tip, or are you still got to ways down the line before you've got any more releases?
Well, today I still like Wisconsin. I like Nebraska a little bit if you can get that many points. The other game that you want to play a little bit here, and it's a way in advance, but you might want to get on it early, is the under points in the Alabama-Oklahoma game. Oklahoma will come out and play tremendous defense. They won't do anything stupid to get themselves in trouble in this game. They're going to try to compete with Alabama, but they know they're going to have to do it on the defensive side and with special teams. What's interesting is that's how Alabama plays.
Yeah.
Alabama doesn't score a lot of points sometimes. They did score a lot of points against Auburn, and that was good because it got the points high. And the same thing happened with the Oklahoma State-Oklahoma game where they returned punts and did stuff. These points are escalated extremely high. This will be a low bet the under, and you bet it today.
Wow. Love it. Love it. I love the knowledge. Basketball, Huskers at home on the Breeze 94.5 FM tomorrow, taking on Cincinnati. The game's also on the Deuce, I believe it is, tomorrow at 11 a.m. The women are back home Sunday against Oral Roberts at 2. Hastings men and Mike Will is with them to bring you the call down in Florida tomorrow night and Sunday afternoon as they get a pair of games in as well. And we're winding down 2013. We will be back on Monday with more of the Doug and Daddy Show. A big preview of what's going on at the Gator Bowl, because Tuesday's show will be very short. We'll have holiday basketball both Monday and Tuesday, but they start a little earlier on Tuesday, so a very short show on Tuesday. But Monday, Jimmy's back in with me. We'll talk with Chip Towers of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, more from the Husker perspective, and of course, Nebraska will have had three more practices under their belt, and we'll get to look at our bowl selections. We'll see how you're doing in the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza. We'll finish our selections up Monday as well. Don't forget, you've got until 1:30 1:30. We've got great prizes from Russell's Appliance. We've got great prizes from Cunningham's, Troutman's, Big Dally's Deli. It's free. Sign up before 1:30 at ESPNSuperstation.com. And thanks to Sean Callahan from Husker Online for joining us live from Jacksonville. Jimmy, have a great weekend and get through the refereeing healthy, all right?
Yeah, and I'll probably see you at a couple games probably. I don't know where you're heading, but I'll
be all over the place.
All right. If I don't see you, I'll see somebody else.
All right, buddy. See you on Monday, folks, on the Doug and Danny Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.